Chapter 6. From Barton to London. Eleanor had no reason to believe that Lucy was not telling the truth. Everything about Edward's visit to Barton Cottage seemed to show this. He had been in Plymouth. He had seemed unhappy. He did not behave very warmly towards her. And he wore the ring. However, she could not believe that he had pretended to like her. He was too honest. Everyone had thought that he loved her. She worried about him. Could he be happy with Lucy Steele? Perhaps at first. She had seemed pretty, and he only realized later that she was not the woman that he wanted to marry. And it did not seem likely that his mother would want him to marry Lucy. She was not from an important family and had much less education than Eleanor. She cried to think of him being unhappy. Eleanor felt that she had to hide her feelings. She hated the idea of making her mother and sister unhappy. She knew that they would worry about her if they knew Lucy's secret. Although it was painful to her, she wanted to know more about the engagement, but she couldn't speak to Lucy privately. One evening, at Barton Park, Lady Middleton asked Lucy to put some flowers on the table. The others were all going to play cards, except Marianne.
"I hate cards. I will play the piano," she said.
"Marianne cannot keep away from the piano," said Eleanor quickly.
She was worried that the way Marianne behaved could seem rude to others.
"I will help Lucy with the flowers."
"I would like that," said Lucy.
So Eleanor joined her, and the two sat together. The others played cards, and Marianne played the piano, lost in her own world. With the noise around them, Eleanor felt that she and Lucy could talk privately.
"Please, tell me more about your engagement," Eleanor said.
"Thank you for asking," said Lucy, with her little eyes on Eleanor. "You seemed cold when I spoke to you the other day. I am happy that you want to talk."
"It is difficult for you," said Eleanor.
"I believe that Mr. Edward Ferrars depends on his mother for his income."
"We must wait, maybe many years, until Mrs. Ferrars's death," said Lucy.
"Would it not be better to tell Mrs. Ferrars?" asked Eleanor.
"She might be angry if she knew about our engagement, and then she might give all her money to Robert, Edward's younger brother," Lucy replied. "But I have an idea, and you could help me."
"I would be happy to," said Eleanor.
"Edward wants to become a priest, and if he could get a position in a church, he would have an income of his own. I believe that there is a church at Norland, and Mr. John Dashwood could give Edward a position there." "His wife, Fanny, is Edward's sister," Lucy said. "John Dashwood is your half-brother, so perhaps you could talk to him and ask him to help Edward."
"I do not think that Fanny would want Edward to become a priest," said Eleanor.
"It is difficult," said Lucy.
"It might be best to end our engagement. What is your advice, Miss Dashwood?"
"I cannot answer that, Miss Steele," said Eleanor. Both of them were quiet for a few minutes.
"Will you be in London this winter?" Lucy asked.
"No," said Eleanor. Lucy looked happy to hear this.
"Anne and I are going in January. I am only going for the chance of seeing Edward. He will be there in February," said Lucy.
Eleanor was then called back to the card game, and she did not talk to Lucy about Edward again. Mrs. Jennings had a second home in London that she went to every January.
Eleanor was surprised when Mrs. Jennings invited her and Marianne to come and stay with her there.
"Thank you, but we could not leave our mother," said Eleanor.
"I think that Marianne would enjoy a visit to London," said Sir John.
"Your invitation makes me very happy," said Marianne. "But I agree with Eleanor that we could not leave our mother."
Eleanor realised that, although Marianne did not enjoy being with Mrs. Jennings, she was thinking that in London she might see Willoughby.
"I think that it is a good plan," said Mrs. Dashwood when she heard about it. "I will be fine, and you will be with Mrs. Jennings, who will take care of you in London. You will be able to see John and Fanny while you are there. You should get to know your relatives better."
The invitation was accepted, and Marianne seemed happier. In the first week of January, she and Eleanor left in Mrs. Jennings's carriage to go to London. The journey was long, and Mrs. Jennings behaved as they expected. She talked, she joked, and she was always kind. They were all pleased when, after 3 days, they reached Mrs. Jennings's large house. Eleanor immediately started to write a letter to her mother to say that they had arrived safely in London. Marianne also wrote a letter, which she finished quickly. Eleanor was sure that it was for Willoughby. Marianne seemed very excited. When later there was a sound at the front door, Marianne jumped up saying,
"Oh, Eleanor, it is Willoughby!"
When Colonel Brandon entered, Marianne was too shocked to stay calm and immediately left the room. Eleanor was sorry that her sister had behaved so rudely and welcomed Colonel Brandon warmly. The two of them talked, but Eleanor did not ask about the last time she had seen him in Devon and why he had left so suddenly after receiving the letter. The next morning, Marianne woke up and went immediately to see if there was a letter for her. The next few days passed, and they visited different places in London, but she was always looking around her for Willoughby. Every time she arrived home, she ran to see if there was a letter from him, but there never was. Eleanor worried deeply about her sister.